Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Download it from your app stores. Look for WILK News Radio. Favorite us, and that's it. You got us. Work seamlessly with your CarPlay and your cars. It's a real good thing to have. Podcast, if that's your thing, you can get us anywhere. You get your favorite podcast, just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. And smart speakers, just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and they'll play us live in a digital form. So crystal clear, and you'll be able to enjoy us that way. If you have one of those smart speakers in your office, your home office, at home while you're cooking, and then you can just tell it, hey, pause, stop, do whatever you want. If you want to answer a phone call, it's all good. How's everyone doing on this Thursday, November 20th, 2025, 410, 46 degrees. Sun was out a little bit today. Felt nice outside. It was about 48, 49 when I was coming in. That sun hit in the face. I was telling Jake the other day when I was coming in, I believe it was Monday, and it was in the low 40s outside, but the sun was peeking out. Actually, the sun was out nice and strong, but it was sun and clouds. But I went to get gasoline on my way into work. So I was coming in here to the studio. I stopped by the Sheets gas station where I normally go down in right outside of Carbondale. And I started the gas pump going, and the sun was really hitting the front of the car. And like, you know, with the overhangs, I was in the shade where the gas pump is. So I walked out to the front of my car. And I had my sunglasses on, and I looked up at the sun, and I put my hand on the hood of the car just to kind of stabilize, because I was going to close my eyes and just kind of take a moment. And regardless if I was standing in the middle of a gas station with 10 pumps, people driving by or whatever, I did not care. I don't care. You know, I was next to my car, so I was out of the way of traffic. It's not like I was standing there. But I just put my sun up to the face, I closed my eyes, and I just let the heat of the sun and that warmth hit my face and body. And I was sitting there thinking to myself real quiet, taking some deep breaths, and I was like, this is nice. I mean, this, you know, I was on my way into work, tried to clear my mind of everything and just not worry about anything at that moment. Just the sun hitting my face and how nice it felt at that moment. And there was somebody getting gas on the other side of the pump, and I guess observed, what I was doing. And he said, you're in another place right now, out loud. And I didn't open my eyes. I didn't turn my head to looking up. I was looking up at the sun. I didn't turn my head. I didn't open my eyes. Nothing. I just went, shh. And I think they got the hint. And I gave it, you know, another minute or so until I heard my gas pump click that it was full. And I turned around and I looked, and he was like, you know, he shrugged his shoulders. Was like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't want to disturb you. And I was like, no, no worries. I was just in a zone, as you said. And, you know, I got my car and left. But, you know, those moments, just like that, that place, that time, for the 2 minutes it took for my car to fill up, it was nice. And I was enjoying just the warmth of the day. And on a cool day, it was in the low 40s with the sun hitting my face, thinking how good that is. A lot of people don't get to enjoy that little moment right there. And you have to pick your own moments. It could be that. It could be anything. And some people, well, that's silly. That's stupid. Well, it is what it is. But, we pick our own places and times to enjoy the little things. So, yeah, I don't know why I brought that up, but I figured I would. So, right now we have three congressional Democrats who are under current federal indictment. Yep, we do. We have LaMonica McCleaver of New Jersey for assaulting a federal agent. We have Sheila McCormick of Florida stealing $5 million for her campaign, allegedly. And Henry Cellular of Texas for bribery. So we have three congressional Democrats who are under current federal indictment. But this story, not that the others, not that bribery and assaulting a federal agent are anything small, and they are all afforded their due process and their time in court. But this coming out of Florida, this Representative Sheila McCormick, indicted on charges of stealing $5 million in disaster funds, is truly abhorrent. Florida state agency sued a company owned by the family of McCormick, saying it overcharged the state by nearly $5.8 million for work done during the pandemic and wouldn't give the money back. The Democrat is accused of stealing federal emergency management agency overpayments that her family healthcare company had received through the federally funded COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract, federal prosecutors said. A portion of the money was then funneled to support her campaign through candidate contributions, prosecutors allege. Using disaster relief funds for self-enrichment is a particularly selfish, cynical crime, Attorney General stated in a statement. No one is above the law, least of all powerful people who rob taxpayers for personal gain. We will follow the facts of this case and deliver justice. Now, a phone message was sent to her McCormick's Washington office, and it was not returned from the Associated Press. Now, she was first elected to Congress in 2022 in the 20th District, representing parts of Broward and Palm Beach counties in a special election after the representative died in 2021. In December of 2024, Florida state agency sued the company owned by McCormick's family, saying it overcharged the state by nearly $5.8 million for work done during the pandemic and wouldn't give the money back. The Florida Division of Emergency Management said it made a series of overpayments to Trinity Healthcare Services after hiring it in 2021 to register people for COVID-19 vaccinations. The agency said it discovered the problem after a single $5 million overpayment drew attention. Here's the thing. Why is any entity paying millions of dollars to register people for COVID-19 vaccinations? I mean, wasn't this the only way to survive? Didn't they lock everybody down and threaten you? You can't have a job. You couldn't go outside. You couldn't go to school. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't be in the military unless you got your COVID vaccine. 19 vaccination. But here they're paying $5 million to a company just in Florida to register people to get the vaccine. I guess it really wasn't that popular then, was it?
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now, McCormick was the CEO of Trinity at the time, so it's not just her family company, she was the CEO. And the Office of Congressional Ethics said in a January report that McCormick's income in 2021 was more than $6 million higher than in 2020. Driven by nearly $5.75 million in consulting and profit-sharing fees from the Trinity Healthcare Services. In July, the House Ethics Committee unanimously voted to reauthorize an investigative subcommittee to examine allegations involving McCormick. So, again, she is due her time and presumed innocent till proven guilty, and that will take place, but it's just interesting now that at the current time, and maybe this is why we're hearing a lot about Epstein and this and that, there's three congressional Democrats who are under current federal indictment. And some of the excuses coming out, I mean, we talked about the representative, the non-voting representative from the Virgin Islands, who was texting Jeffrey Epstein during congressional hearings. One of her colleagues, the one from Maryland, his name escapes me right now, got up and says, why wouldn't she take a call from her constituent? Why wouldn't she respond to text messages from a constituent? because Jeffrey Epstein did have property in the Virgin Island and was one of her constituents. He was also a convicted sex trafficker at that time that she was knowingly texting with during a congressional hearing. So it's interesting. And you also had Jasmine Crockett. Now, we brought up how she said that Jeffrey, Lee Zeldin, had received money from a Jeffrey Epstein. And I played that video for you yesterday. And she was called out by Caitlin Collins on CNN, amazingly. And she said, well, I didn't. And this is how they play dumb. Well, I didn't say it was the Jeffrey Epstein. I said a Jeffrey Epstein because, again, it was a limited time and we couldn't really prove it. Well, then why did you say it? That's why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Because, you know, let people make their own conclusions and do their own research. No, that's not why you did it. You did it to create an atmosphere so the media would run with and people would say, oh, my God, look, Lee Zeldin took money from. They do this on purpose. Just like, you know, today I heard people talking about stories, and it's amazing. I can't listen for more than for 10 seconds. About this video that's out with members of Congress with former military or security backgrounds, intelligence backgrounds, doing this commercial, basically telling members of our military to ignore unlawful illegal orders. And yet they can't point out to a single one that was given. And then people in the media, these hacks out there who have never stood for anything in their life, who've never stood a line, have never put themselves in harm's way, don't have family members that are affected by this a lot, saying, well, you know, it's we don't know. You know, there could be illegal orders. I mean, look what's going on in the Caribbean with these drug boats that are being blown up. I mean, people say that that's illegal. Okay, well, if it's illegal, then stand up on the steps of Congress and say, this is the charge we're bringing against this administration because we believe this is illegal. But they haven't done that. These orders for federal agents to do X, Y, and Z, we believe that's illegal. Well, then prove it. Make the allegation officially. Members of our military doing X, Y, and Z, that could be seen as illegal. Could be. And again, it's just throwing that out there that, oh, the less informed are going to go, oh, I wonder what illegal orders they're giving them. Or, yes, these orders they're giving are, in fact, illegal. Well, then stand up and make the allegation. Get a court to back you and move forward with it. But yet they can't point to a single, and these are seasoned military members who are now serving in Congress, who know damn well that every single military person, not even officers, military person gets training on the chain of command and taking orders and their rights and duty when it comes to those orders. So this is nothing but grandstanding to rile up the less informed, and you have people in the media going, well, look at this. You know, we have to give these warnings because there could be these orders. He could order the military to stop the next election. These could be illegal attacks that we're doing on these narco-terrorists. It could. Well, then, if it's illegal, make the allegation and charge and bring it to the courts and take your roll your dice. But they can't because they won't, because there's nothing there. And listen, as far as what Donald Trump said today about this is sedition and it's punishable by death, yeah, that was a stupid comment. Why give that oxygen? Why say something like that in an atmosphere today where you know they're going to jump up and down and say, look at the president, he's wishing death on members of Congress. So yeah, what he said was absolutely stupid. He shouldn't have said it. And I'll call that out as well. But what they said is just as abhorrent. Their little insinuations as members of Congress, and more so former military members. As members of Congress, they can say whatever nonsense and bullcrap they want. But as former members of the military, not so much. And they themselves, by giving that advice, may have violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And I know there's entities looking into it. You know, I was in the process today of getting a military legal expert on to talk about it. Unfortunately, they were not available at the times that I had available. But it is being looked into that they themselves, because even if you're out of the military under circumstances, a lot of circumstances, you're still covered by the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And if you're giving legal advice to members of the military outside of your spectrum, well, you yourself could be affecting your future. But as far as saying that this is punishable by death, yeah, there was no need for that. It's nonsense. And I call that out, too.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.